Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Mecha. Hey, happy weekend to you. It is, Matt, it's officially spring, which means it's probably only going to rain or snow for, a couple more months? So we're almost out of fourth winter. Hang on, friends, it's okay. And then we'll get into, warmer winter, and then light winter. And then last year, summer was on a Tuesday. So we'll see what happens this year. And then we're back to winter. So, don't throw those shovels away yet. Just maybe lean them against the side of your house. My friends over at All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. And Justin and Zena Mecha, realtors with Keller Williams Realty, are the reason why I have this show every weekend. So thank you, friends, and thank those great sponsors. When you talk to them, say, hey, I heard that crazy guy Justin talking about real estate, and I want to thank you for funding that. Especially if you call Justin, and if you call my wife, you can definitely say that, and she'll put emphasis on the word crazy. I'm going to go crazy this weekend, Matt, and I'd like to suggest that we rebrand the show. I was thinking of calling it Mythbusters, and then I found out that was actually already taken. So we're going to talk to legal and see what we can do. What about myth crushers? Can that work, Matt? Because I want to crush a myth this weekend, friends. And we're going to crush the myth on renting saves me money. Ooh, we need a theme song for that one, though. That's good. That's good. Because it is a myth, friends. Check this out. So I know what you're thinking. First of all, I want to start with empathy. Yes, I was there too. And I was thinking, well, my rent payment is lower, right? And therefore, I should just continue doing that. And I want to talk about this for a second, though. And I want to share the reason why you would want to buy a home. Because here's the thing. If you're going to tell me, well, I'll start personally. Okay, I'll go first. My reason for purchasing a home in 2014 was because I was homeless. Wrong answer. Wait a minute. That's my own testimony. I'm arguing with myself. I'm a Gemini. I'm allowed to do that, right? I mean, multiple personalities. I argue with myself. I'm also self-employed. So it's called a business meeting, meeting of the minds, board meeting. No. It's what I mean by yes, correct. I was homeless and I needed to put a roof over my head. However, if that's the game, if that's the goal, you can easily put a roof over your head by, renting a hotel room. Technically, roof over your head. You're no longer in the elements and you're warm. And I would argue this. I have my two little kids. I needed to cover them too. I have an obligation. I'm their dad. I need to put them under a roof. Okay. Motel 6 is open. Go. Or you could rent. That's easy too, Justin. You don't need to buy a home because you're homeless. Okay. I'm just going to be honest with you. You need to buy a home because you want to do the financially responsible and powerful thing. The greatest acclimation of wealth proven in this country is homeownership. It's real estate. And we're going to break that down. This is why it's called myth crushers. I was just doing sign language for crushing, Matt. I don't know if you saw that. So this show is also brought to you by the American Sign Language. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Myth crushers. Let's break it down. So Jay Papasan, I don't know him personally. I've read a lot of his co-authored books. The most popular one and most instrumental one to yours truly's real estate career, 10 years strong now, is the book called The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. He also wrote that with a guy that you may have heard of, Gary Keller. And this book is actually regarded as the most powerful book in real estate. In fact, plenty of my friends who wear different brands on their sleeve, and I love them, they just need to come over to my company. I'm just kidding. Not really. However, plenty of my friends will regard that book as the most instrumental book to their real estate success as well. And even if you're not in the real estate industry, it's a book that you should pick up and start reading because it'll get you the information that you need to start successfully thinking about real estate. And yes, they also agree with Warren Buffett and all those other guys and gals that say real estate is the way, the proven track record of success and wealth in this country. So you need to get behind it. And what's cool about real estate is it doesn't discriminate. Anybody can do it. Anybody willing can do it. All right. So get in, right? Let me break this down though for you though. Jay wrote this article some time ago. And before I get into this article, I want to say one thing to you, my millennial friends. I read another article claiming that the millennials are waiting for the housing crash to buy a home. And my advice to you is stop. Stop thinking that. Because if you keep thinking that, you're going to be waiting so long that the next generation is going to become your landlord. Straight up telling you the truth. Time proves it. So speaking of time, Jay Papasan, a much smarter gentleman than myself, did some math. In an article he wrote called Rent Versus Own, The Ultimate Showdown, he provided this. He provides a graph And for those of you listening, I'll describe the graph for you. There's three columns. On column A is a column called owning. I'll break these columns down in a minute. In column B is a column called renting and investing 100%. In column C is called renting and investing 10%. Because here's the thing, whether you're renting a home or choosing to rent a home or buying a home, you're interested in making money. I mean, it's kind of a prerequisite to doing any of those things. Last I checked, both of those applications, called a mortgage and a lease application, ask you your income. So you got to go make the moolah then you can make the move. I get it, all right? So whether or not you're choosing to rent or choosing to buy, you're clearly thinking about making some money. And one of the greatest ways to make money is to invest it. So Jay did some math for you. Column A, just for a reminder, then we're going to take a break. Owning, column B, renting and investing 100%, and column C, renting and investing 10%. And we're going to put those three great options side by side. And I'm going to tell you, guess what, friends? Nobody wins all the time. I'm going to show you why when we get back from this break. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Mythbuster episode of the Flathead Home Show. See how I got that in there, Matt? Snuck it in there. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
Okay, and we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Very special episode this weekend as we do a Mythbuster style. I'm going to call it Myth Crushers because we're crushing the myth on renting. And I know you're thinking, don't stop hurting me, Justin. I'm renting my home right now. And that's cool. That's cool. That's fine. Because guess what? You solved the problem putting a roof over your head. Unfortunately, there are people out there who don't have that problem or who don't have the ability to solve that problem. And we need to help them too. Okay. So we're going to talk about all of this because here's a thought, friends. The greatest acclimation of wealth in our country's history is through real estate. My question is what are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Because money is only good for the good that money can do. And if you're not doing good with it, then what good is it in your hands? I think Matt and I could solve the world's problem if we sold his house. Because have you seen his house? That's also a myth, although it's a nice house. Okay, back to the facts though here. I got these three columns. Last segment, we were talking about these three columns that Jay Papasan, author of The Millionaire Real Estate Agent and The 20%er, had compared owning versus renting and investing 100% versus renting and investing 10%. Let me break these down for you. In owning, he describes it this way. You listen to your realtor, and instead of renting, you purchased a median-priced home for $177,200. Now you're thinking, wait a minute, there's nothing in this marketplace at $177,000, Justin. Get lost with your banana theory. This is national averages. Okay. And actually that's a little bit historic. However, everything is being compared on that level. So even the rent rates at that time are being compared. So forget about the time, look at the math. Okay. So instead of renting, you purchased a median priced home for 177 with 10% down and paid about 4% in closing costs, all probably very average numbers. Okay. And then for almost a decade, you let equity build up through price appreciation and the forced savings of paying a mortgage. Hear me carefully. Forced savings of paying a mortgage. I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about that, right, Matt? You have a mortgage. Have you thought about it that way? It's forced saving? No, it's kind of like, oh, another bill to pay, right? Except for it's different than every other bill you're likely paying. Like there's no equity in your Verizon phone bill. Sorry for my friends at Verizon. AT&T as well. T-Mobile. They're all guilty. It's a bill that comes in the mail or in your email. Some mailbox is getting this bill that says you owe us money. And you're like, gosh, again? Has it really been another month? All of those things come at you. And when your mortgage payment comes at you, it's the same thing, except for it's different. It's forced equity. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Column two, renting and investing 100%. After reading an article on the merits of renting, you rented a median priced place. You invested the unused 10% down payment that you would have if you were to bought it and the unpaid closing costs, which are $4,000, into the S&P 500 mutual fund. With incredible self-discipline, you invested 100% of your monthly savings from renting instead of buying into the same mutual fund. You did this for 10 years and watched your stock portfolio grow. Okay, you following me? Instead of buying, you took the savings between rent and mortgage, and you took the $4,000 in closing costs, and you took the 10% you would have put down. That's a lot of money you're throwing in the bucket of an S&P 500 mutual fund. And some of you are thinking, yeah, that's going to beat the pants off a purchase. And you may be right. We'll disclose that in a minute. The final column, renting and investing the 10%. So after reading an article on the merits of renting, you rented a median priced place. You invested the unused 10% down payment and the unpaid closing cost of $4,000 into the S&P 500 mutual fund. With more ordinary self-discipline, meaning more people would be able to do this, you invested 10% of your monthly savings from renting instead of buying in the same mutual fund. You did this for 10 years and watched your stock portfolio grow. Aha. What are the results? I'm glad you asked. Glad you asked, Matt. So after year one, by the way, this is the reason why it was median price of $177,200 is because this is going back to 2011. Okay. So we needed to go back 10 years to show you the 10-year trail. And Jay wrote this in 2021. So from 2011 to 2021, this is the math. You can't dispute it. This is history. We can look back and calculate all this stuff. Owning, you would have, by year, after year one, so now the year is 2012, owning has netted you $9,900. I'm just rounding for simplicity. Renting and invested 100% has netted you $27,000. Renting and investing 10% has netted you $22,000. So the winner is renting and investing 100% of your savings and investing all the money that you would have spent purchasing the home after year one. After year two, what happens? Ooh, the margins narrow. Owning your home, you now have $28,969. Renting and investing 100%, still ahead at $38,821. Renting and investing 10%, following that first place at $29,871. So the margins have narrowed. Year three, it changes, okay? A little bit. By year four, though, owning that home is well ahead with $60,000 in savings or equity. Renting and investing 100% is at $46,000 and $33,000 for the third column. It, at the end of year 10, or by year 10, your net earnings with the purchasing of the home, the commodity that you actually got to live in as well, $206,000 versus renting and investing 100%, $129,000. Who's the clear winner there? Rocky Balboa 2. That's what we're talking about here. And then renting and investing 10%, $79,000. Here's the thing. All three of these solutions end up with you putting money in your pocket. And I applaud all of those efforts. However, the clear winner is buying the home. Myth crushed. For those of you who want to know more, check out justinmetcha.com. Go to my events. I have an event coming up right now on how to buy the home that you're renting right now. That's happening next Tuesday, the 25th, at our friends at Flying S Title in their conference room. Check it out, justinmetcha.com. Click on that event and get your ticket because I want to see you there because I want to see you on the path of wealth, my friends. This is the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Be safe, be well, be wealthy, have fun, and of course, as always, welcome home.